As president of the company, I guess it's time to give my State of the Union address, which isn't such a pretty sight. For all the so-called benefits attributed to isolated and synthetic nutrients and all the progress we think we've made in improving the health of the nation, there are many health experts, and including yourself, Jordan, who say that we can do a whole lot better. Considering the following facts, I guess they're most definitely right. They note that 3 of 4 Americans will develop heart disease, and actually half of them will die from it. That's over 30%. Diabetes is striking baby boomers with a vengeance. About 6% of our population presently has diabetes, and many gerontologists believe that the percentage will increase significantly as the baby boomers enter their 50s and 60s, as they are right now. Already, some 21 million pre-diabetic Americans experience glucose intolerance. This is leading to Syndrome X, a condition characterized by high blood pressure and obesity. Some 200,000 Americans die every year from high blood pressure and stroke. One-third of Americans are obese. Now, to get a better picture, and actually a very grim picture of what this means in pure numbers of mortality, our current health crisis in the United States can be computed into airline crashes. For the number of deaths resulting from heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes, you would have 3,650 jumbo jet crashes a year. Let me say that again. 3,650 jumbo jet crashes a year. That's assuming there are 300 sickly passengers on each jet. So the stats are 3,000 people die every day from heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes alone. That's basically 10 jumbo jets loaded with people dying from heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes that would crash every single day. Now, that's a staggering statistic. Synthetic or isolated nutrients may be better than nothing, but not good enough. Adding them to whole food concentrates is better, but still not the way to get our optimal health back. Americans are taking supplements and spending more than $1 billion, that's billion with a B, annually on alternative medicine. Indeed, more than half of all Americans are now using some type of nutritional supplement, and most of these are using multivitamins and minerals. Yet we are getting sicker as we get older, we're more disabled, we're more feeble-minded, fatigued, glucose intolerant, and obese, and more filled with artery-clogging plaque than ever before. Since so many people are using one type of nutritional supplement or another, these morbidity and mortality rates, better known as M&M numbers, might otherwise be much higher. And I guess that, in a sense, is good news. The great news, the real challenge, is that we can do so much better. After all, maximum lifespan has been established to be about 120 years.